This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Made up conversations, witnesses who witnessed nothing, whistleblowers who have no whistles. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. I just described the Democrats. Built a house of cards and it tumbled down. You can say it tumbled down over the weekend, but it tumbled down long before that. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. No wonder the Democrats wanted Republicans to have their opening remarks on Saturday. I can't even imagine why these people have come to this level. All last hour, I talked to you guys about how the Democrats were destroyed. I'm talking nuclear bomb that the Republicans dropped on them. Now, let me correct that. Nuclear bomb that the Democrats dropped on themselves. And what's new? These are people who worship 17-year-olds like David Hogg, who say, we need to take away the guns because of shooting. They worship teenagers like Greta Thunberg, who say, global climate change is going to kill us all. They look at these people, these children, all to give credibility to their the ruse, the absolute fleecing of you. And what do? They use the kids. I know, oh, Kevin, what's this got to do with impeachment? It has everything to do with it. This is the walk up to where we are right now. The lunacy of which these people believe. Let me put it a different way. They treat you like children. That's what they do. They think you are so stupid that you're going to believe everything that they have actually tried, which they are exposing to you front and center in order to get rid of the president of the United States, probably, in my opinion, undoubtedly, the best modern day president, the best, non-wartime president in the history of this republic, and they want him gone. Why? Because he had a conversation with a world leader where, by the way, he can use whatever devices he wants to use to represent the United States as long as it represents our interests and isn't for his personal gain. But what do? They want you to believe that this man is a Russian spy. What do they call him? They've called him a Nazi. They've called him a racist, a Russian spy. He's anti-American. No, he isn't. He's everything opposite of that. Donald Trump couldn't be more pro-American if his skin were red, white, and blue. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, folks, and I'm just breaking it down for you. You have witnessed FISA courts saying, you know what? They used evidence and I'm using my finger quotes, that wasn't evidence. It was illegal for them to bring this stuff before us. Everything, look, there isn't any fruit of the poison tree. This was a conspiracy, an attempted coup to get rid of Donald Trump once they figured out they couldn't beat him. And you're watching the continuation of it. Let me begin again by telling you, made up conversations, made up witnesses who witnessed nothing, and whistleblowers who they don't dare put in front of you. They wouldn't dare. And let me tell you what your problem is. You want to play by the rules. You believe in rules. You believe in ethics. You are moral. I'm not telling you you're not fallible. I'm not telling you you're perfect. You violate your own ethics and morals all the time. But you know what? You're accountable for it. You want to live a moral and ethic life. I know how you feel because I feel the same way. But let me tell you, there are times when, as my grandmother says, you make me lose my religion, boy. That's what she would say to me. Because I would have her so frustrated. Make or lose a religion. There are times you lose your religion. Maybe your kids, maybe your spouse, maybe a coworker, maybe a friend. There are times, but for the most part, you live by a code of ethics and a code of morality that guides your path and keeps you, you know what, with a servant's heart, always wanting to serve, understanding that there are times you need the sacrifice so somebody else who's less fortunate than you can benefit. And we're okay with that. We're the best at it. I'm talking about conservatives. When I say we, I'm talking about the Americans that make up this great country, this great nation. Democrats are scared of you. You have done something they did not anticipate. They thought they had done it. Carville said it upon the election of Barack Obama that forget about the Republican Party. For 100 years, they're going to be voting Democrat. I called him a liar because in 2010, you proved that you recognized what was going on. And since then, you have been fighting. You have been fighting for a solid decade now. But you don't suffer from PTSD. You don't suffer even from having your sensibilities tested. You are not war weary. You are just getting started. They're war weary. See, they fought for a long time to get this in. They hid in the shadows, these leftists, these Democrats, these so-called progressives. And now they have to fight. And let me explain something to you, folks. They haven't had to fight in a while. It's been catered to the military for them. We've been just serving stuff up. And now you're fighting. And you know what they're not used to? They're not used to getting hit in the freaking face. And you're doing it. You're punching them in the nose. And let me tell you, the Republicans beat the crap out of them. To the point where, look, you couldn't live in a better time of an expose of the left. Joe Biden, the supposed top contender for the Democrats, actually said DACA kids were more American than American kids. I give you lunacy. I give you crazy. These people know they can't win. One of their people, I was listening to him on the radio, on a TV show, and he said, you know what? We really can't beat Trump. There's nothing we're doing to beat. I'm not talking about from the debate, which Van Jones said it. I'm talking about a guy who was just essentially saying what the Republicans are doing in this impeachment farce. This is on either MSNBC or CNN. This is what the Republicans are doing. You can't beat them. And let me tell you why you can't beat them. Because we have truth and the good Lord on our side. We're going to dive more into the Republicans crashing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
In case you guys are wondering what I'm talking about with these made-up conversations, I'm talking about a conversation that supposedly an analyst, Joe Lockhart, experienced after he posted a convo between two Republican senators on Twitter that he later claimed was satire. Overheard convo between two Republican senators who only watch Fox News. Lockhart, a former White House press secretary under Bill Clinton, wrote during Wednesday's impeachment hearings, "Is this stuff real? I haven't heard any of this before. I thought it was all about a server. If half the stuff Schiff is saying is true, we're up crap's creek. Hope the White House has exculpatory evidence." That's what he claims he heard from two Republican senators. And as it turns out, it was a lie. A total lie. He then tweeted later that he had made it up, but everyone knows that's exactly what they're thinking. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. See, I love how these guys, they love to tell us how we're thinking, what we're thinking. The Republicans who responded back against Adam Schiff said, "You know what's interesting about Schiff? He has no evidence, but he's a mind reader. He can tell you what the president was thinking. He can tell you President Trump. He can tell you what President Zelensky was thinking. He can tell you what everybody in the food chain was thinking. But he won't recognize the truth. And boy, did he get exposed. But that was a made-up conversation. Joe Lockhart. You want to know another made-up conversation? Adam Schiff, who decided he was going to paraphrase the phone call with the president between President Trump and President Zelensky and just make it up. And then they actually used it. They used it. It's new evidence. You can't get any better in describing Democrats. If you didn't do something, don't worry about it. We'll make it up. We'll pretend that you did. We'll make people believe that you did. Why? Because it fits our narrative. Schiff actually has the nerve to say, you should be afraid of Trump. He's a dictator. Jerry Nadler called him a dictator. You should be afraid of him. He wants to take over. He wants all these other things. And what was funny, it's Schiff telling you exactly what it is. Can you imagine if Donald Trump can do this to Joe Biden, what he could do to you? Donald Trump did nothing to Biden. Biden did everything he's done to himself, and he's going to be exposed, folks. I'm telling you again, Joe Biden will not be the Democrats' nominee. And he's the best choice. He's corrupt to his core. He didn't want to be. Joe fought it off for a long time. But once he got to the position of VP, as Schweiker shows, everywhere Joe went, where he was put in charge of a country, he pulled a Hillary Clinton. He brought in the family. And you know what that was to do? Keep him at arm's length. But you know what happens when crackheads become sit on boards of big companies and other and corrupt countries? They spill the beans. Joe Biden's son, Hunter, living in a $12,000 a month home, but says he's too poor to pay his child support. That's the Bidens. The dude who's got illegitimate children, married his brother's widow, and screwed around. You can't even make up sagas like this. When this story gets told about what Barack Obama and his band of minions did to stop Donald Trump, it will be, you think Harry Potter was popular? Don't you? I mean, I would buy this book. I don't care if Lucifer wrote it. I would buy this book. If it told the truth, I'd want to know every little sordid detail. Made up conversations these people are doing, folks. They don't care. They don't care who it impacts. So what? It ruined the life of Paul Manafort. Can you imagine Manafort when he was asked to join the Trump campaign? What a privilege. And the next thing you know, he's in prison? Hello, Bill Cosby. What about Mike Flynn? General Flynn, practically bankrupt. I know because I know the man. I know his family. Mike Flynn Jr. And they're going, we're going to get to the bottom of this. So all this is coming back, folks, because the truth is going to find its way out. These people are crazy. And what's funny about it, they're doing it at a time when not only are we discovering all the corruption that's happening between them, but they're doing it in a time when Americans are feasting. They're not even paying attention. I heard that the Citizens Gallery at the Senate hearing is half empty. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about this impeachment nonsense. It's unbelievable. Rudy Giuliani says he's about to expose the Bidens, tell you exactly what's been going on with them.
Those of us on the president's side, our emotion is, let's get out just how corrupt Schiff was, just how corrupt Pelosi was, what a big crook Biden and his son were, and let's see all the other Democrats that were crooks in Ukraine. You're going to see millions and millions of dollars flowing into their hands, and you're going to see a pattern with Biden that goes beyond Ukraine. When you see the words point man Biden, then put next to it, how much money, how many millions did the family get when he got the point man job? It was a good day in the Biden family when he became point man. When he became point man in Iraq, lots of money came to his brother. When he became point man in Ukraine, lots of money came to the son and the brother. And when he became point man in China, well, you'll find out what happened.
Rudy Giuliani talking about the corruption of these Democrats. Folks, if you think there's money in sports, if you think there's money in entertainment, you haven't seen anything yet until you see the money there is in government. You look at Barack Obama. You look at Hillary Clinton. How these people have enriched themselves. And I want to put this in contrast to a president who donates his salary and who the saying they say has lost $1 billion since he's been president. And he hasn't skipped a beat. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Corruption, folks, to be revealed. A friend of mine sent me this newly released report concerning one phase of how Obama's conspirators, the top players in the CIA, the FBI, the DIA, in conjunction with the DNC, Hillary Clinton, Christopher Steele, Fusion GPS, CrowdStrike, Ukraine, Australia, British intelligence agencies, on and on and on, surrounds General Mike Flynn. The fired former National Security Advisor for the Trump administration is about to be exonerated by Judge Sullivan as Obama prosecutors raise holy H.E. double crooked socks in the meantime. Removing Flynn from Russiagate's conspiracy, which the House Democrats need desperately not to happen. Flynn was set up by Obama and the CIA in order to put icing on the cake to show the American Trump supporters a sense of credible validity by Democrats to prove their case of Russian collusion, even though the Mueller investigation proved nothing. Mueller investigation, major disappointment for Schiff. Circus that we've been watching. And by losing Flynn as an alleged conspirator involved with a fake Russian agent in the honeypot arrangement has failed. The honeypot Russian agent being Svetlana Lokova, professor at Cambridge University, sold out by her mentor, and on and on. Got to take a short break.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's legal team is back before the Senate defending him in the impeachment trial against the president.
It is our position as the president's counsel that the president was at all time acting under his constitutional authority, under his legal authority, in our national interest, and pursuant to his oath of office.
President Trump's attorney, Jay Sekulow. This as Republicans are dismissing claims in a new book by former National Security Advisor John Bolton that directly tie President Trump to withholding military aid in exchange for investigations of his political opponents. Republican Senator Mike Braun of Indiana says,
"We knew that the discussion of witnesses would be here soon, and I think every senator that I know has said that they will cross that bridge when they get to it."
Braun speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Never in the history of this corrupt political party known as the Democrats have they been under as much pressure and as much fire as they are right now. They are absolutely being cooked. And it is what is that saying? It's of their own volition, right? It's of their own. They've created their own demise. There's a saying for it, and I can't recall it at the time, but no big deal. Can't recall it right now. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. This friend of mine is talking about all this stuff, Spygate, how, and here's what he wrote, together with Brennan, Clapper, Comey, they created situations at the same time Hillary was financing the fake dossier and destroying her emails, along with false FISA warrants, to using human assets to infiltrate and set up certain individuals before and after Trump was elected. On top of it all, certain journalists were recruited by Brennan, CIA, Comey's FBI, including Clapper's DIA, to leak and create false stories in order to convince the American people that an impeachment was necessary. Basically, a full-blown coup to take over the United States government based on lies and illegal acts. And it will be revealed. The KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. President Trump now knows all the gory details. I'm not going to tell you everybody's in place to make it happen, to get to the bottom of it. I trust Durham. One of my buddies goes, "Do you trust A.G. Barr?" I don't know. I don't have an answer to that. I know this. We inch closer every day, and I know it moves slower than we'd like, but it's moving faster than any time in history, because if Hillary Clinton was elected, it wouldn't be moving at all. Barack Obama, the scandalous president, if you believe that, I got some mountains I can sell you in Louisiana. This is, I'm just telling you, it will be revealed. All these people conspiring together, the lid is blowing off of this. While you watch this impeachment farce, I'm telling you, the Democrats are lawyering up. They're getting their bug out bags ready. They are trying to figure out where they can get extradition. The scurry in D.C., you can feel it. If you're smart, if you understand what to look for, let me ask you this. Do you think the Republicans feel pressure? Because I'd love to know where it's coming from. What pressure could they possibly feel? You think they fear that there's going to be a leak of something that's going to tie Donald Trump to Donald Trump is the most confident person on the planet when it comes to this. He is, give him the data, release the transcripts, go for it. What do you tell his team? Tell him the truth. I want everything out there. If he says, if there's anybody crooked around me, expose them. I don't care. You think the Democrats would say that? They will kill people over this. There are people running for their lives from Democrats right now. I'm not even, don't think I'm a conspiracy nut. Just understand, the Bourne Identity, all these types of shows, they're real. People will try to get you. And here's what they know. Here's the fact. The Senate is not going to convict Trump. He will be exonerated. They're going to want to call it a cover-up. That's what this whole thing was about. It was get it to the Senate, because they knew not to impeach Trump. They knew it. But then they go, just get it to the Senate. If we get it to the Senate now, we can then say they didn't let, they were good, just wanted the, you know, the fix was in. They didn't want to do anything for him. It all failed over the weekend. All of it. You want to hear some of this? Let me let you hear just a piece of what happened. They absolutely torched Adam Schiff.
And there's another statement that Chairman Schiff made that I think we have on video.
But you admit it's a all you have right now is a circumstantial case.
Actually, no, Chuck. I can tell you that the case is more than that, and I can't go into the particulars, but there is more than circumstantial evidence now. So, again, I think...
So you have seen direct evidence of collusion?
I don't want to go into specifics, but I will say that there is evidence that is not circumstantial and is very much worthy of investigation.
So that was in March of 2017, when Chairman Schiff, as ranking member of HPC, was telling the public, the American public, that he had more than circumstantial evidence through his position on HPC that President Trump's campaign had colluded with Russia. Now, of course, the Mueller report, as Mr. Sekulow pointed out, after $32 million and over 500 search warrants, or roughly 500 search warrants, determined that there was no collusion, that that wasn't true. And we wanted to point these things out simply because, for this reason, Chairman Schiff has made so much of the House's case about the credibility of interpretations that the House managers want to place on not hard evidence, but on inferences. They want to tell you what President Trump thought. They want to tell you, don't believe what Zelensky said, we can tell you what Zelensky actually thought. Don't believe what the other Ukrainians actually said about not being pressured, we can tell you what they actually thought. That it is very relevant to know whether the assessments of evidence he's presented in the past are accurate. And we would submit that they have not been.
I have to tell you, I hate the way they talk in these hearings, because it's got to be so gentlemanly, you know, so friendly. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. The KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Oh, he lacks credibility. His statements are inaccurate. He's a freaking liar is what he is. Why can't they just say that? Why can't they say, you know what? What Schiff tried to do was manipulate you into believing some BS. And you know what? He should be in prison for this. You want to talk about interfering in a free election? There are Democrats on the other side of this that should be going to prison. There are people who have taken taxpayer dollars, and more importantly, they've taken the power of the American people, your collective power, this economy, your hard work and effort, and they brokered it for their own good. Not for you. Biden's family has become rich over because of you. The Clintons have become rich because of you. They are allowing other countries to fleece you on issues like climate farce. Oh, we need to have cleaner air. Let's tax America. They've allowed people to fleece you on military. Oh, how dare they mess with our partners on NATO? It's a terrible thing. You know, so you pay the bill while these guys are going over there, boondoggles, getting put up in chalets in Switzerland and in all the best places in the world, having the finest food and whoever, who knows what at their disposal, Epstein. And you're footing the bill for it. And they go, it's for the greater good. Well, let me tell you, NATO should be paying its bills. They tell you, oh, how dare we enter into a trade war? A trade war that you're losing $750 billion a year? That's the trade war? How dare the president get you back your money? Well, you know what they're mad about right now? How dare Donald Trump interrupt the flow of our money? There are people who are going to have to change their lifestyles because Donald Trump has interrupted the flow of money. I don't know if you guys know this little obscure piece of information. Trump just said no more pregnant women will get visas. If you're 9 months pregnant, whatever the term is for you to have your baby, if you think you're going to stay in the United States to have it, it's done. They say it will impact 33,000 so-called anchor babies that are happening every year in this country. Doesn't sound like a lot. But once you get your anchor baby, then they have all kinds of provisions to say, well, you can bring over the nieces and nephews and cousins and uncles and whatever else. They've been using this, using the 14th Amendment. Trump said, no more. You, an American citizen, you need to have ties to this country. Not, I came here to go see the Statue of Liberty, drop my baby here, so he's an American citizen, entitled to all the rights of what your kids are entitled to. I go back to Joe Biden, and here's what he said.
Hispanic or Asian Pacific Islanders as well, and they in fact have done very, very well. In many cases, they're more American than most Americans are because they have done well in school. They believe what the basic principles that we all share. I think they should be in fact fine put on a path to citizenship.
Maybe they should, but let me tell you something, Joe Biden. They're not better Americans. Let me correct that. They're not better Americans than conservative Americans, not conservative kids. They may be better Americans than these leftist kids, but they're not better Americans than our kids. These people are crazy. They look to advice, as I said earlier, of the Greta Thunbergs of the world, of the David Hogs of the world, children, and try to convince you as an adult, you should be listening to these kids. Kids that don't have enough life experience for anything, and they say, oh, pay attention to them. They understand the world. No, they're not. They're being coached by lunatics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I want to touch on one last point before I yield to one of my colleagues. It's to the whistleblower. The whistleblower who we haven't heard that much about, who started all of this. The whistleblower, we know from a letter that the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community sent, that he thought that the whistleblower had political bias. We don't know exactly what the political bias was, because the Inspector General testified in the House committees in an executive session, and that transcript is still secret. It wasn't transmitted up to the House Judiciary Committee. We haven't seen it. We don't know what's in it. We don't know what he was asked and what he revealed about the whistleblower. Now, you would think that before going forward with an impeachment proceeding against the President of the United States, that you would want to find out something about the complainant that had started all of it. Because motivations, bias, reasons for wanting to bring this complaint could be relevant.
Certainly so, if you want to get to the real truth. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. That was, I don't know which the names of these attorneys, but that was the one that, he's the most subdued, but he, to me, the most impactful. And he's going to bring up, what he's bringing up in this particular case, the whistleblower, the guy that Adam Schiff goes, man, he's the guy. And I talked about him earlier in the broadcast. I didn't give you the dates and all that because what does it matter? All it mattered is Adam Schiff changed his tune on the whistleblower three times. Three times. And that's what this guy's about to point out. He's about to expose that Adam Schiff is a liar. He's a scumbag and a skank. And what he was doing was cherry picking stuff. And when he did finally meet with the whistleblower, you know what he found out? He went, uh-oh, this guy knows nothing. This guy's not a fact witness. There is nothing that this guy's going to bring to the party that is going to be of significance to us. Nothing. And that scared the daylights out of him. So suddenly, we no longer needed the whistleblower. But here's that particular attorney for the president, what he finally says about Schiff. Mind-blowing.
But there wasn't any inquiry into that. Recent reports, public reports, suggest that potentially the whistleblower was an intelligence community staffer who worked with then Vice President Biden on Ukraine matters, which, if true, would suggest an even greater reason for wanting to know about potential bias or motive for the whistleblower. And at first, when things started, it seemed like everyone agreed that we should hear from the whistleblower, including Manager Schiff. I think we have what he said.
But yes, we would love to talk directly with the whistleblower.
We'll get the unfiltered testimony of that whistleblower. We don't need the whistleblower.
What changed? At first, Manager Schiff agreed we should hear the unfiltered testimony from the whistleblower. But then he changed his mind. And he suggested that it was because now we had the transcript. But the second clip there was from September 29th, which was 4 days after the transcript had been released. But there was something else that came into play. And that was something that Manager Schiff had said earlier when he was asked about whether he had spoken to the whistleblower.
We have not spoken directly with the whistleblower. We would like to.
And it turned out that that statement was not truthful. Around October 2nd or 3rd, it was exposed that Manager Schiff's staff, at least, had spoken with the whistleblower before the whistleblower filed the complaint and potentially had given some guidance, some sort, to the whistleblower. And after that point, it became critical to shut down any inquiry into the whistleblower. And during the House hearings, of course, Manager Schiff was in charge. He was chairing the hearings. And that creates a real problem from a due process perspective, from a search for truth perspective, because he was an interested fact witness at that point. He had a reason, since he had been caught out saying something that wasn't truthful about that contact. He had a reason to not want that inquiry. And it was he who ensured that there wasn't any inquiry into that.
Wow. That's all I can tell you. You know, look, I've gone over some of these clips. I didn't. Luckily for us, the Republicans' response was only a couple of hours, so you could review and review and review it. But I got to tell you, masterful. You know what he's saying? He says there was no inquiry into the whistleblower, no inquiry into the idea that he was on Vice President Biden's staff, and he was a Ukraine guy, and that alone should have made you say, well, if the whistleblower is that person, there is some bias there. And then he goes into Schiff. I love this part. I love this. He says, okay, at first, everybody agreed we should hear from the whistleblower. Here's Schiff himself saying it. We should talk directly to the whistleblower, not through any intermediaries. Get the unfiltered testimony, not anything indirect. And then suddenly, he changed his mind. And you know what he said? No, no, no. We don't need to see him now. We've got the transcript. What happened to direct? And so then the guy connects the dots for you. He says, let me tell you what happened. He and his staff talked to the guy. And you know what happened? They vetted him. They found out this guy is as much a whistleblower as the Dunkin' Donuts clerk. He knows nothing. And in fact, it will backfire if we put him on there. So they spoke with the whistleblower before he filed his complaint, which according now we've got some chain of evidence issues going on here, if you know what I'm saying. Or maybe you don't. So let me explain. But was the guy really going to file a complaint? We don't know. But what we do know is on October 2nd or 3rd, it was exposed that Schiff's staff had spoken with the whistleblower. Now, he was asked, did you speak with him? Well, no, I didn't. Maybe he didn't. Maybe, again, the Democrats are snakes. These politicians, well, I didn't speak directly to him, but my staff did. Well, guess what, Socrates? That means everybody in your staff is you. That means if they spoke to him, you spoke to him. I get the technicality, but don't split hairs. But he had to. He had to. They spoke to him before the whistleblower filed a complaint, probably got them to file it, saying, you know what? We got your back. We will get this all worked out. And then what the president's lawyer made sure everybody knew was at that point, it became critical to shut down any inquiry into the whistleblower. The man who told you you need to speak to the whistleblower to get unfiltered testimony, who was in control of the entire process of the House, then blocked anybody from getting anything from the whistleblower. That is powerful. Among the dozens of other powerful moments. Well, not dozens, but certainly a handful. Because I know they refuted at least four things that the Democrats had professed. Oh, this is what's going on. Yeah, whatever. The White House. Do we have time to run their commercial? It's too long? Yeah. The Trump-Pence team made a commercial about impeachment. It's awesome. It's awesome. I do a lot of political commercials and marketing. That commercial is awesome. Everything about this has been amazing. And I know, look, it's torturous to think, oh, the president's getting impeached. They're doing all these horrible, nasty things to him. Folks, you have a fighter. You have a warrior. Enjoy this. Enjoy the battle. This is Maximus on Gladiator going after the emperor, Caesar, and he's going to win. Don't worry about it. He's going to win. Enjoy the fight. You know the outcome. I promise you, you know the outcome. The people who need to be worried are the Democrats. And trust me, they are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.